is our returning champion, Lyle George from Wayne, Nebraska. Stand by to see Lyle play for a golf cart and clubs valued at $5,483. Today, on America's Biggest Bargain Sale, we're offering a Pontiac Trans Am valued at $20,772 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Delighted to have you with us.
Welcome to Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back our champion. He won the championship on the last game, on our last show, and he had a lot of fun in that game. Let's welcome him back. Lyle George. Hi, Lyle.
Hi, Jim.
Good to see you again.
It's great to be back.
Now, we found out you have a store. You sell computers and things, right? And you do your own commercials.
That's true.
And you said they're kind of fun commercials, right?
Well, I have fun.
What's the name of the character you...
Professor Processor.
Professor Processor. I bet everybody in Nebraska knows Professor Processor, right?
At least in Wayne.
Okay. All right. Lyle, nice to have you back. You've got $70 in your bank account. The golf cart and clubs that Jay was talking about, they're a ways away. You must win, of course, and you need $105 for that. So you got a ways to go, but good luck today. And here to introduce the challenger, Summer Bartholomew. Oh, I like this show. I like this. Very good.
Unusual.
It's nice.
Yes.
Whom did you.
You
bring us in that dress?
This contestant has a fishy ambition from Chatsworth, California. Give a big hand to Lucianne Bevilla.
Hi, Lucianne.
And this man is a sellout singer once a year from Seattle, Washington. Give a warm welcome to Jack Dutch.
Hi there, Jack.
Actually, none of them are wearing the dress you are. See you a little later this summer. Jack, you are a sellout singer once a year.
Well, Jim, I haven't bought a drink on St. Patrick's Day since I was old enough to drink, because I'm an Irish tenor, and I can sing Danny Boy in 3 flats. And that's pretty high.
That's pretty darn high, yes, indeed. Nice to have you here with us. And I wish we had time to listen to Danny Boy, but that would make me cry, too. And, of course, as an Irishman, I cry at supermarket openings, so what do I know? Nice to have you here, Jack. Lucianne, you have a fishy ambition.
Yes, Jack, that's right. You see, I'm doing research off of Catalina Island, and I'm hoping someday to be a fisheries biologist.
Well, good. And I hope you look very sharp, and if you do, you'll see that I'm Jim and that's Jack. Right, Lucianne? Don't be nervous. You're a little nervous. Lucianne, don't be nervous now. Relax, yes. Good luck with your ambitions, and good luck here. Nice to have all of you here, and let's get started. I know it's going to be a lot of fun with 3 nice people. $20 starts you off. Play with the most money at the end of the show as a champion gets to do some great shopping. We start with this. What name does Oscar-winning actress Mrs. Paul Newman use in films? Jack?
Joanne Woodward.
Joanne Woodward it is. $5 for the correct answer. Jack goes for 25. What twin-towered skyscraper is the tallest building, Jack?
Sears.
Tallest building in New York City. That's the World Trade Center. Quick buzzer cost you. You lose $5 for the incorrect answer. Jack back down to 20. According to American folklore, what animal is supposed to predict the end of winter? Lyle.
The groundhog.
Yes, the groundhog it is. Lyle goes to 25. According to the famous line by Richard Lovelace, stone walls do not age. Jack.
A prison make.
Or iron bars a cage. You got your $5 back, and Jack will reply with Lyle. Back in the 30s, what college football team was coached to glory by Newt Rockne? Jack.
Notre Dame.
Oh, yes, the Fighting Irish. You better get that one right on St. Patrick's Day. Jack is in the lead. Time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. And remember, Jack, a sale surprise with a cash bonus could come up at any time. You've got a $5 lead over Lyle, $10 lead over Lucianne. Jack, can we interest you in this?
Jack, here's a welcome guest at your next dinner party. Nucor's newest pattern, Zip. A bold, sophisticated look in dinnerware. Service for 12 includes dinnerware, glassware, flatware, napkins, napkin rings, and placemats. Furnished by Nucor, and it's normally priced at $390. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Oh, that's very nice. Service for 12, Jack. You have a large family, I understand, yes? Four at home? Well, now.
It's pretty. I just am such a klutz. I break things like that.
No. Service for 12, you can afford to break a few. You got 4 kids.
Where would that put me?
It would cost you just $5. I'm glad you asked that, Jack. It would cost you just $5. You would be in a tie with Lyle if you bought them. And if you bought them in case you had to, you broke one and had to replace it or something, I'll give you $200 in cash to go with it. $590 bargain for the value of one question. Going once, he's going to buy. Enjoy that. Enjoy the cash. That's nice. $590 bargain knocks off just $5 off your score. And as promised, you're in a tie with Lyle and Lucienne, just one question behind. She won her first Oscar for Morning Glory and her last so far for On Golden Pond. Jack?
Catherine Hepburn.
Catherine Hepburn it is. You got that $5 right back, Jack. You're back in the lead. When reading a letter, what do the initials P.S.? Lyle?
Postscript.
That's what they stand for. Lyle ties Jack at 30. Yes. In Shakespeare's Othello, the sly character Iago, Jack.
He didn't,
No, he probably didn't, but he did say, I will wear my heart upon my sleeve is what we wanted. Quick buzzer calls. Jackie loses five, and the champion is in the lead. But we've got a ways to go, and with money cards up on the board with the Fame Game, anything can happen. We're playing now for a pick of the board. First crack at the Fame Game. A famous people, plural, famous people. We are a comedy team that began in vaudeville in 1923, specializing in slapstick. We originally consisted of two brothers named Howard, later joined by Mr. Fine. Jack.
The Three Stooges.
You got it, the Three Stooges it is. And Jack, you've got yourself a pick of the board. Nine numbers up there. You'll get what's behind the number that you pick.
I'd like number three, please.
And behind number three, we have $5.
Got a money card. We add that to Jack's score. And again, he and Lyle are in a tie with Lucienne close behind. Interesting with the Three Stooges, they may have the longest running series of two real comedies in the history of sound movies. They made 200 short films. We'll be right back. Channel 20, we're back with this. In a restaurant, what would you order if you wanted an English muffin topped with... Lyle?
Bagel.
Oh. If you wanted an English muffin, you'd order a bagel. No, topped with Canadian bacon, poached egg, and hollandaise sauce. Oh, that's one of my favorite eggs, Benedict. And Lyle, probably one of your favorites, too, the way you were jumping. You lose five.
Channel 25. Make some.
In the famous Stephen Foster song, what color was Jeannie's hair? Lucienne?
Blue, brown.
What?
Brown.
I'll have to check with our judge. No, I think you said another color beforehand. I got to check with our judge. She said blue. Oh, no, I'm sorry. We have to take the first answer. Lucienne, I'm sorry about that. I know you knew it. You lose $5 down to 15. My, sorry about that. If you can walk with steadiness on board a ship, especially in rough weather, Lyle?
Sea legs.
That's what you're supposed to have, sea legs. Lyle and Jackie get in the car. How fast must an airplane be traveling in order for it to create a sonic boom? Lucienne?
Speed of sound.
You got it. Now you're back up to the $20 mark. Yes. But it is time now for an instant bargain, and Jack and Lyle, you are in a tie. Gentlemen, only one of you can have this. When you hear the low sale of the century price, hit your buzzer for one of you. Very unusual. Look at this.
Jack or Lyle, nobody's going to needle you about buying this instant bargain, a fabulous antique sewing machine. This amazing machine stitches clothing together the way Grandma probably used to do it. A design from the 1920s with a sturdy storage box from the Antique Guild. And Vogue patterns, plus elegant fabric and notions to make this fashion-forward designer ensemble. Couture fashion patterns, furnished by Vogue patterns. This sewing team is normally priced at $828. Today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $9.
That is unusual. That's terrific. Edith, you're doing a good job teaching him how to use that. That is an antique. It's beautiful. $828. You can have it for $9. Jack is just taking his hands away.
No.
Oh, okay. That's right.
My mom would really
like that. Your mother would like... Aw. $8. Seven. Six. One question. $5. Going once. Going twice. Jack will buy for $5. Enjoy that. Sale surprise goes with it, Jack. Oh, what a good time to buy. For one question, you've got yourself the antique sewing machine and all of the patterns. And in addition, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, $800 in cash. Hang on to that. Thank you, Edith. Great job, Jack. Great time to buy for just $5, $1,628 bargain. Not bad. And it costs you just one question, but oh, Lyle, see, if you had thought of mother, you would have had a shot at that. Back with us. A man named John Warner was the only U.S. senator to marry Academy Award Lucien?
Elizabeth Taylor.
That's who he married, and Lucy. Yes, indeed. Lucien ties Jack now with second place. Good game. $5 separate the three players. This honors society is the oldest American fraternity with a Greek letter name. Name it. Lucien.
Phi Beta Kappa.
Yes, indeed. Phi Beta Kappa it is. And Lucien now with a tie for first place. And in fact, it was founded in 1776 at the College of William and Mary. It is 24,000 miles around at its middle. Jack?
The Earth.
The Earth is exactly what it is. We've got ourselves a three-way tie. Name the political party that was outlawed in the U.S. on August 24th. Lyle.
Nazi?
No. 1954, the Communist Party. The Communist Party. Champion takes a backward step, and it is now Jack and Lucien in a tie for first place. Imagine you're in the valley, and tell me what three-word expression was made famous by the Jolly Green Giant. Jack! I bet the audience could tell me.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's what he said. Ho, ho, ho. Talking about interesting, you can picture the green giant. Well, the giant first appeared in 1925. He, at that time, wore a scruffy bearskin, a scowl, instead of the suit of leaves and a smile. And would you believe, even worse, he was not green, he was white. I had a joke about that, but I decided to can it. We'll be right back. Jack and Lyle both at $25, and Lucien is a little nervous. She's now getting comfortable. She's in the lead by 5 at 30. Again, the fame game. We've added a $15 money card up there. We're looking for a famous animal. I am a mammal, a member of the seal family. I live in the cold waters of the northern oceans. Lucien.
Walrus.
You are right, with little information. Lucien, nicely done. Now, what are you going to find up there on that board?
I'd like number 4, please.
And behind number 4, we have men's suits for the man in your life. Botany 500 fashions for the gentleman. Distinctive suits to fit almost every lifestyle, tailored with fine American craftsmanship, furnished by Botany 500.
Well, I hope you have a gentleman in mind for that, Lucienne, because...
I think I can find one.
All right, that's over $500 worth of men's clothes, yours to keep,
you
no matter
are.
How you finish in the game. Didn't find... What, Lyle? You were? Are you negotiating for the clothes?
You know.
Oh, all right.
I just told her I was available, that's all.
Let's get back to business. Name the Spanish soldier who explored Mexico and conquered... Lucien.
Cortez.
Cortez is right. Conquered the Aztecs. And Lucien, yes, your leg is on first. You go to 35. In what language were Grimm's fairy tales originally written? Lyle?
German.
German is exactly what it is, and Lyle goes to 30. In 1926, thousands of women showed up for the funeral of Silent Screen Idol in New York City. Jack?
Rudolph Valentino.
That's who it was, and Jack has another 5. He goes to 30. But Lucien, for the first time today, you have a $5 lead. You are a California girl, right?
Yes.
Oh, Lucien, you might like this.
Oh, Lucien, here's the sailboat of the century, an 8-foot single sailboat, ideal for beginning sailors and easy transportable on the top of your car from the Boatworks, and it's normally priced at $910. Today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $14.
Isn't that a lovely boat? Do you like it? Lucien, you know, I was teasing you before, and you were nervous, and you got Jack and I mixed, and since I was teasing you, I'm not going to sell it to you for 14. I'm going to make it up to you. I will drop that price all the way down to the value of one question. You could have a $910 boat for $5, and we'd have a three-way tie. I can't make it up any better than that. Going once, going twice. She's got herself a boat. Good job. Enjoy that. We're enjoying a good game with a three-way tie. We'll be right back. Lucien, who's studying fish, got herself a boat, and we've got ourselves a three-way tie. Back with this. This lake is the largest body of fresh water in the world. Jack.
Superior.
That's exactly what it is, and Jack is in the lead by 5. From the graveyard mentioned in Matthew's Gospel, this term now refers to a place for the burial of impoverished or unknown persons. Jack.
Potter's Field.
Nicely done. And that is exactly right, and Jack has a $10 lead. The famous Christmas opera by Giancarlo Menotti is entitled... Jack?
I'm All in the Night Visitors.
3 in a row for Jack and a $15 lead. You're right again. Third and final crack of the fame game, a 10, 15, and now a $25 money card up on the board. We're looking for a famous person. I was born in the Netherlands in 1876. I began my stage career after an unhappy marriage to a Dutch colonial officer. I became popular in Europe pretending to be a Javanese temple dancer. and became intimate with high Allied officers during World War I. And when they disclosed military secrets to me, Jack...
Mata Hari.
She passed them on to the Germans. Mata Hari is exactly who it is. And Jack, really on a roll, gets a pick of the board.
Let's try number 9.
And behind number 9, we have a washer-dryer. Frigidaire's finest lawn repair. An 18-pound capacity washer with a halo spray fill system, an extra-wide door opening, and 4 temperature settings on the dryer. Furnished by Frigidaire.
Sensational prize. $880 worth of washer and dryer. Beautiful prize. Where were the money cards, Summer?
Behind the number 8, the number 5, and the number 1.
That was a close game, and we finish it up with a speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock, please? It is Jack now in the lead by $15 over Lucien and Lyle. Good luck. We start the speed round now. Of what nation is Nova Scotia a part? Lyle.
Canada.
Right. You count its rings to determine a tree. Jack.
Saturn.
What?
Saturn.
Wrong. Who played the title role in the movie Patton? Lyle.
George C. Scott.
Right. Name the forest called home by Robin Hood. Jack.
Sherwood.
Right. Name the musical wind instrument that's pitched an octave below the piccolo. Jack.
Flute.
Right. According to the old saying, practice makes...
Jack. Perfect.
Right. Name the small Pacific Ocean island which is dominated by Mount Suribachi. Time. What is the first letter of the Greek alphabet? Lucien.
Alpha.
Right. The largest library in the world is located in the U.S. Jack.
Washington, D.C.
More, please.
The Library of Congress.
Time. Name the only letter of the alphabet that can be used alone as a consonant and a vowel. Jack.
A.
Wrong. The course of which great river is blocked by the Aswan Dam? Lyle.
Nile.
Right. In what novel would you find the... Time is up. We've got a tie. Lyle and Jack, you are in a tie. Now remember, with the tie-breaking question, if you buzz and answer incorrectly, you lose $5. You would lose. Answer correctly, you'll add 5 and you will win. Lucien, you are out of it. It's between Jack and Lyle with the tiebreaker. In what state would you find the nuclear power plant named Three Mile Island? Jack!
Pennsylvania.
Great! For the new champion! That's right, in the tiebreaker. Congratulations. Back to Jack in just a moment. First of all... Both a consonant and a vowel, that is the letter Y that can be used alone like that. The largest library, you got it afterward, Jack, but clearly the judges said time was up. The Library of Congress is exactly what it is. And Mount Suribachi, Iwo Jima. Iwo Jima is that. And the rings to determine a tree's age. You count for the tree's age, not Saturn. Saturn, you ever think of the planets? Got to say goodbye to the champion, first of all. Well, Lyle, you got that sofa with the cash in front of you. You're around the $700 mark. We thank you. Good luck with your career. I think it looks like you have a lot of fun life.
Thank you.
And Lucien, you've got the men's suits, lovely. You've got the sailboat with the cash in front of you. A great one-day total, $1,465. Congratulations. Good luck with your study. But our new champion, Jack, is going back here with me to go shopping. Come on, Jack. Down with the tiebreaker. Congratulations. You did some buying. You are here standing as the champion. Now, the first prize normally costs $85, but you're entitled to the first level prize. You've got $50, but just say yes, and you can have this. That's the mobile phone that you've already seen, but you haven't seen the next thing up the line. If you get to $175, Jack, you might enjoy this.
Keep in the swing of things with this electric golf car. It's more than just par for the course. It includes a stereo and refrigerator with an attractive Surrey top. Furnished by Yamaha Golf Car Center. Plus, a sporty set of golf clubs. A full set of clubs including Persimmons Woods with matching irons, complete with a bag. From Abercrombie and Fitch. This golfing package normally priced at $5,483. Yours on sale of the century for only $175.
Yes, I am.
Oh, that's something that might be of interest to you, but that is a ways away. It is $125 away, as a matter of fact. You must win, and you need another $125 for that, but you can easily afford the mobile phone. Even though it would normally be $85, I'll let you have that for $50. Of course, you'd be taking the phone and everything else you picked up and leave us. You think about it. Do you want the phone, or do you want to put your money in the bank and play on, and the golf equipment is next? We'll get your answer right after this. with our champion Jack Duff. And, of course, we've got many lovely prizes along the way. One thing, of course, I want to mention, get the $750. You'll get all of the prizes plus the cash jackpot. And, incidentally, that stands at $75,000 right now. So that's something to consider, but it'll ways away. Right now, take the mobile phone and leave, or play on with a golf cart and clubs the next up the line. And go ahead, Jack, what's it going to be? Are you going to take the mobile phone, or are you going to play on?
Well, I think that mobile phone's great, but it's getting harder every year for me to get around a golf course on my feet. So I think I'd like to come back to
you. You're
going to
come
back?
Okay, we'll put the money in the bank then. And we're putting over $1,000, $76,000 in the cash jackpot. And Jack meets two new challengers, and he'll try for all that golf equipment next time on Sale of Necessity. Bye for now.
Bye.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value, and they're correct at the time of recording. This is Jay Stewart speaking.